The Czech Republic is now days away from a general election that will decide the country's next government, in all likelihood led either by these social democrats that have ruled for the last 8 years, or their rivals, the right-of-centre civic democrats. The race is far from decided, and the final opinion polls have predicted opposite results, one giving the social democrats a slight edge, the other predicted a decisive civic democrat victory. So televised debates between the party's two leaders, Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek and opposition leader Mirek Topolánek, could still have an impact. Jan Wellinger joins me in the studio. Jan, how would you characterize these debates?
Well, Rob, I guess first and foremost, this is one of only a few opportunities that we've really had to see Mirek Topolánek face off against the prime minister. Recently, both have expressed a certain amount of aversion to each other in the press, but now we've got a chance to see them square off on issues like corruption, healthcare, the future of the country. And obviously, a debate like this can be very important for potential voters. At times on Sunday, neither man pulled his punches.
Od Bílé hory se v téhle zemi nekradlo nikdy tolik jako za vlád ODS.
Tak jak se chová urážlivý Jiří Paroubek ke mně, tak se bude chovat k vám, když vyhraje tyhle ty volby. To je třeba vidět.
But can we say, Jan, with absolute certainty that either Mr. Topolánek or Mr. Paroubek will be the next prime minister?
I think we can say that it's very, very likely. And it was certainly a motivation for Czech TV, as well as other broadcasters this week, to present the two men head-to-head, not alongside the leaders of some of the other smaller parties. It may be somewhat slightly misleading. The elections aren't only about Topolánek and Paroubek. Here's political analyst Tomáš Lebeda.
Such a debate format is used when one of two political leaders is largely expected to be the next prime minister. Here, there are two strong parties, one on the political left and one on the right, and most ideological battles are fought between the two. That doesn't mean the elections are only about Mr. Paroubek or Mr. Topolánek. They aren't. The debate was also useful in presenting either man as a prime minister and could have an impact on undecided voters gravitating between some of the smaller parties or the civic or social democrats.
And how did Mr. Paroubek and Mr. Topolánek actually come across, Jan?
Well, following the debate, Rob, many analysts did suggest that they toned down some of the angry rhetoric from the last time they faced. I think for the most part, they probably each made a certain amount of headway among some voters, depending on personal preference and different styles. Mr. Paroubek, of course, is generally considered to be the type of man who goes on the offensive, to the point of being sometimes vulgar, considered too aggressive. Mr. Topolánek, on the other hand, often tries to appear very statesmanlike, but is also criticized for not always being able to keep his emotions under wraps. There was this recent incident in which he refused to shake hands with Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek. And their personalities, says analyst Lubomír Kopečko, to an extent have been echoed in their party's campaigns.
I think that the Social Democrats' campaign has been an aggressive and negative one, and it's logical to a certain extent that its leader has to copy that. On the other hand, the Civic Democrats have tried to present themselves as more decent, and that was reflected somewhat even in the debate yesterday.
Right, well, Jan, will you watch the debate? Who got the upper hand?
It's not really clear that either man got the upper hand. Both were fairly strong in the debate, showed their mettle, and most importantly of all, did not lose their nerve. I think that that's something we're perhaps going to see over the next two debates, where hopefully issues will come more to the forefront.
Right, we'll just have to wait and see. Results expected on Saturday afternoon. Jan Wellinger, thank you very much.